But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
You're soaking in it. You're loving it in an instant. Your teeth look whiter than new.
You're not you when you're hungry.
One day, in 1910, an unusual letter arrived at the radio division of the U.S. Navy. It was written in purple ink on pink and blue stationery. The letter was from a man in Utah named Nathaniel Baldwin. He claimed to have invented a powerful new kind of radio earphones. The Navy ignored the letter. They received hundreds of letters from mad inventors all the time. But that pink and blue letter stood out from the pile. Someone at the Navy happened to pick up that letter again and decided to ask for a demonstration of these new-fangled earphones. Not long after, a pair of Baldwin's prototype earphones arrived. The Navy tried them out and were blown away by the sound quality. The Navy was so impressed, it immediately ordered 100 sets to be delivered at once. There was only one problem. Nathaniel Baldwin could only supply 10 at a time. He was building them on his kitchen table. But because they were dramatically better than any other earphones the Navy had ever used, they accepted Baldwin's limited production capacity.
so the earphones arrived 10 at a time. Improvements were made along the way. Leather was added to the headpiece, and the receivers on each ear were said to contain a mile of coiled copper wire. The Navy knew the technology was breakthrough and advised Baldwin to patent his invention. But Baldwin refused, because he considered the invention trivial. Eventually, Baldwin was convinced to patent the earpieces, and he asked for a royalty on every set of earphones the Navy purchased. He also reserved the right to sell them commercially. When the Navy wanted Baldwin to increase production on the eve of World War I, they requested he move out of his kitchen and into a production facility on the East Coast. But Baldwin was a fundamentalist Mormon who didn't want to leave Utah. So, a factory was built there to manufacture the earphones. The Baldwin Radio Company was established in 1914. It manufactured 150 headsets a day, most of which went to the war effort. And the business eventually grew to 120 employees and $2 million in sales. Advertisements at the time claimed Baldwin's earphones added an extra stage of audio amplification, and the public eagerly paid a premium price to own a set. Legend has it Nathaniel Baldwin invested a major portion of his fortune supporting the polygamous movement in Utah. Someone once said, "If you were interested in polygamy, Baldwin was interested in you." He went on to make a series of bad investments, eventually went bankrupt, and ended up in prison for mail fraud. But his original earphones contain breakthrough technology. They are part of the history that led to the tiny white ear pods we see around us every day, and the superb quality of sound we all enjoy in our private, solitary earphone worlds. We see people immersed in their private, solitary earphone worlds around us every day. We see them on the street, on buses, in gyms, and on airplanes. The ubiquity of earphones has opened up an interesting new opportunity for marketers. The superior sound quality can influence people on a very personal, intimate level. It has led to the emergence of ASMR, or Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a sound technique designed to send pleasurable tingles down your spine as you listen. And marketers want those tingles to influence your brand decisions.
You're under the influence.
To begin with today, I'm going to make a request I've never made before. I want you to listen to this episode with earphones. Then, I want you to relax and float downstream with me. Here's a question. Have you ever heard someone bite into a potato chip from across the room and it instantly made your mouth water? Or maybe it's the sound of bacon sizzling in the morning. Sounds can trigger many pleasurable sensations. It's something marketers have been well aware of for decades. But recently, brands have taken an increased interest in sound. It's called ASMR. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response is defined as a calming, pleasurable feeling often accompanied by a tingling sensation. For many people, that tingling sensation begins at the top of the head and works its way down the neck to the spine. For marketers, it has opened up a new path to appeal to customers. There is a definite technique for triggering ASMR. It involves placing multiple microphones around a product, making sounds with that product, and whispering. Now, you may think this all sounds strange, but ASMR has been around for a while. The term ASMR first appeared around 2010. YouTube now reports there are over 15 million videos on its site dedicated to various forms of ASMR. there are people who specialize in autonomous sensory meridian response. They consider themselves ASM artists. These tingle technicians create videos that are oddly calming and relaxing by employing soft, repetitive sounds and soothing whispers. For example, one ASM artist is widely known for her ASMR relaxation videos. In this one, she uses 10 triggers to help you sleep. This video has attracted over 32 million views. Here is trigger number 4.
To help you fall asleep and to help you relax. And our next trigger is tape. I've always loved the way tape sounds ever since I was little.
A 10-hour video of a man making crinkling sounds and rubbing his hands together has 24 million views. There is even a YouTube video for ASMR doubters. It's titled, with apologies to Madonna, ASMR for Tingle Virgins, Triggered for the Very First Time. The video gives you a wide variety of intimate sounds to experience, like stirring a glass full of shaving lotion. All done with one thing in mind.
To make you tingle like you've never been tingled before.
Okay, let's take a closer look at ASMR. First of all, you may think it's meant to be sexual, but it's not. While it's certainly sensual, the intent is not to arouse, but rather to relax. And in the marketing world, to whet your appetite for a product. ASMR does not affect everyone in the same way. Some people don't respond to it at all, and millions respond to it intensely. In a recent study, 75% of participants felt a pleasurable tingling sensation when they heard people whispering. 64% felt the same sensation when they heard crisp or crinkling sounds. ASMR expert and physiologist Craig Richard makes an important distinction. He says ASMR must have a human component to it. So when Applebee's restaurant posted an hour-long ASMR video of meat cooking on a grill, Richard doesn't consider that true ASMR. Meat sizzling on a grill might be oddly satisfying, but he firmly believes the experience must be connected to a human in order to elicit the tingling response. The first ASMR commercial from a major brand was created in China in 2015. It was for Dove Chocolate, and it began with someone opening the Dove bar wrapping. Then they took a bite and chewed. The entire video was 1 minute and 40 seconds long. It got a lot of attention, and that video opened up the ASMR doors to the marketing world. So why are marketers so interested in ASMR? Well, for a number of reasons. First, it's a new frontier for advertisers, a new platform they can use to advertise. ASMR has a cultural cachet, and marketers are always looking for ways to be at the forefront of trends. The techniques create a quiet and private experience in the ear of the listener. It's a way for advertisers to spend an intimate, calming, uninterrupted period of time with a potential customer. Because time is the ultimate influencer. And most importantly, it allows marketers to showcase their products in a sensual way. IKEA, for example, was one of the first retailers to create an ASMR marketing video. It was called Oddly IKEA and was aimed at the college crowd. IKEA wanted to use ASMR to demonstrate the quality of their products for dorm living. Instead of just talking about the thread count in a bedsheet, IKEA could now let you feel a thread count as the narrator runs her fingers across the sheets.
Listen as we explore the thread count of the fitted sheet.
That video, which showcases several IKEA items for dorm rooms, has attracted, as of this writing, 2.8 million views. It helped increase IKEA's back-to-school sales by 27% over the previous year. National Rail in the UK made an ASMR video to promote train travel.
Here comes the train. And you get yourself ready to board. You find yourself a nice, comfortable seat. Right by the window.
The National Rail video wants to convince you that train travel is the most relaxing and calming way to see the UK.
Your train has arrived at your final destination.
ASMR has opened up many interesting strategic opportunities for brands. Beer, for example, has always been a difficult category in advertising because there are so many restrictions and regulations. Taste is important, but beer makers can never show someone actually tasting a beer in commercials. In Sweden, local alcohol advertising is banned on television and radio. So a brand called Norrlands Guld decided to employ ASMR to advertise the beer's sounds online. They called it ear beer.
That's why we at the Swedish beer brand Norrlands Guld Ljus decided to make it possible to enjoy beer with your ear and make that experience as close as possible to the feeling of actually drinking it. You hear that? That's your ear having a beer.
Again, with earphones on, the sounds were an interesting way to trigger the sensation of tasting a Norrlands Guld beer. ASMR has also caught the attention of brands that wanted to have a little fun. And we'll be right back.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're enjoying this episode, why not dip into our archives? Available wherever you download your pods. Go to terryoreilly.ca for a master episode list.
Axe products are known as Lynx in the UK, and Lynx recently used ASMR to create a series of humorous tutorial videos for its shower products.
Lynx 2-in-1 shower and shave feels as smooth as it sounds.
One video in the series teaches men how to shave their chests.
If you've never done anything like this before but find yourself shave curious, then welcome.
It offers a step-by-step shave tutorial, along with a dollop of humor.
The first thing that we have to do is trim off the excess hair. So, I actually learned this technique from my mother. Thanks, Mum.
Enter product.
Now grab a can of Lynx 2-in-1 shower and shave. Shake it well with your dominant arm. Spray a liberal amount into your palm.
Another in the Lynx ASMR series tackles a more delicate area.
Hello. I'm here to show you how to shave your beanbag in the shower.
And lathers up a pair of coconuts to perform the demonstration. Manscaping. It's an intimate task, and it lent itself well to an ASMR experience. Celebrities have begun to populate ASMR videos. Actor John Goodman did one for McDonald's, extolling the virtues of a quarter pounder.
Hey you, McDonald's new fresh beef quarter pounder is hotter and juicier. It'll leave you speechless. I can almost feel that juice sizzling. It all starts with a 100% fresh beef patty cooked right when you order.
Most ASMR videos are a few minutes long, although some go as long as 15 or 20 minutes. Then Reese's Peanut Butter Cups decided to go long.
Reese, love movie.
A movie.
The brand created an 80-minute film called Reese the Movie, a movie about Reese, and it was launched on streaming service Crave Canada in June. But before Reese even considered creating that movie, it did a test on an ASM artist's YouTube channel to see if people would actually be interested in a Reese ASMR experience. Almost 1 million people watched that video as an ASM artist slowly opened Reese's packages and ate the peanut butter cups. So, the green light was given to create a film. It starred 5 popular ASM artists sitting around a table exploring the various rituals of eating peanut butter cups while demonstrating the art of ASMR.
What something do you want to tell us? I hope it's something good.
Well, it sounds good to me. Do any of you ever do this before you eat your Reese?
The movie was a partnership between parent company Hershey Canada and Bell Media. The film was divided into 5 chapters: interacting with the package, opening the package, sliding out the cup, unwrapping the cup, and eating the cup.
icon, Reese Mickey. It's like I take my index finger and my thumb and pick out my Reese cups from inside the package.
Hershey created a series of short ads edited from the movie and did a takeover of the June 9th premiere of The Handmaid's Tale on Bravo. The first time a brand had taken over all the advertising inventory in a single program in Bell Media's history. The movie got prominent placement on the Crave app, alongside other new movie and TV releases. Reese was promoted on various Bell Media radio and television shows, digital properties, billboards, and social platforms like Facebook and Instagram. The movie generated a lot of free press attention for Reese. If you think an ASMR movie is bold, imagine running a quiet ASMR commercial on the Super Bowl. The NFL Super Bowl is also the Super Bowl of advertising. The biggest brands come prepared to spend well over $5 million for a 30-second spot in the most watched television event of the year. It's also a chance for advertising agencies to show off creatively. It usually means big budgets, blockbuster ideas, huge production values, and lots of high-torque action. That's why it was a very unconventional choice for Michelob to run a 45-second ASMR commercial in Super Bowl 52 last year. Michelob Ultra was launching a new light beer called Pure Gold. The commercial starred actress Zoe Kravitz sitting at a table in front of two microphones with a backdrop of mountains overlooking the ocean. The commercial began with Kravitz saying,
"Let's all experience something together."
Then Kravitz used ASMR techniques to trigger a tingly response to a cold beer.
"This place, so pure, you can feel it." "This beer, so pure. Ultra Pure Gold." "Beer in its organic form."
Those last few words summed up why the beer tried this approach. Michelob wanted the public to associate the organic beer with a sense of nature and wellness. ASMR is considered pure and calming and revitalizing. Michelob wanted its new organic beer to be considered in the same way, calming and pure. Michelob's advertising agency did its research first. To begin with, it hired the aforementioned ASMR expert, Craig Richard. When the agency told him they wanted to shoot the commercial in a vast nature backdrop, Richard warned that nature sounds are not strong ASMR triggers. The sounds have to be mediated by a person. So the agency hired Zoe Kravitz to be that person. And while the commercial was set in a breathtaking location, it was the sounds Kravitz made with the bottle that brought out the ASMR experience. As I mentioned earlier, the Super Bowl is one of the loudest events on TV. There are explosions, people screaming, halftime extravaganzas, and ads filled with racing cars, monkeys, and babies. Michelob wanted to stand out from the pack by being quiet and hopefully send chills down the spines of 100 million people. The ad was posted online 6 days before the Super Bowl and attracted over 13 million views. Business Insider reported that Michelob was mentioned over 4,200 times on social media, peaking at 750 tweets per minute. But the early reactions were polarizing. 54% of the tweets were negative. On Super Bowl Sunday, Michelob's ASMR commercial ran in the fourth quarter.
"Let's all experience something together."
The next day, all the Super Bowl ads were rated in the annual USA Today Ad Meter rankings. Michelob's ASMR commercial came 51st out of 57 ads. The commercial had clearly sent chills down some spines. Unfortunately, it was Michelob's. From the beginning of modern advertising, brands have struggled to communicate what their product really feels like. But you can't smell the leather in a car commercial. You can't taste the cheese in a pizza ad. You can't smell the coffee on radio. Advertisers can try to explain it, but for people sitting at home, it's still a detached experience. So when ASMR arrived, it gave brands a new way to create an experience people at home could actually feel. The success of an ASMR video depends on goals and context. For Swedish beer Norrland Guld, the goal was to communicate the ASMR taste sensation of its beer without running afoul of beer regulations. For Reese Peanut Butter Cups, the goal was to boldly film an 80-minute ASMR movie and by doing so, attract massive free press coverage. Yet the Michelob Super Bowl commercial seemed to fail. It had all the right ingredients, the brand did its homework, an ASMR expert was hired, yet context worked against them. Being quiet on Super Bowl Sunday was one way to zig when everyone else zagged, but being quiet during the big game felt non-celebratory for a beer brand. And it's a day for celebration. For millions of people, ASMR creates a tingling sensation that begins at the top of the head and works its way down the spine. For marketers, it's a tingling sensation that begins with a video and ends with a cash register. But it all depends on who's listening when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer Keith Oman. Theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. If you like this episode, you might also enjoy Radio is Dead, Long Live Radio, Season 2, Episode 4. You'll find it in our archives wherever you download your podcasts. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Terry O. Influence. See you next week.
This is the end of the episode. I know this because I hold in my hand the script. That tells me that... Oh, for crying out loud. Yes.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.